But starting Dafyomi Maseches Tanis, so the next couple of days, we'll learn the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Beis. Gemara brings a pasuk called Avdu B'chol Levavchem, which is saying Shema and serve Hashem with all your heart. What's Avoda Shebalev Avyomi is a Tefillah. That's Tefillah, service of the heart. What does it mean? It's Mishnah Pekavis in the second parak. The Rav Shimon says, be careful when you say Kriya Shema and Tefillah, and when you daven. Don't make your tefillah habitual, but rather mercy and supplication before Hashem. What does it mean? Medrash Shmuel on that Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, since we daven the same service three times a day, it's very easy for it to become habitual. Your lips can speak, but your heart won't be there. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah therefore tells us, even though you have to be super careful to daven every day, it cannot become a habitual task, devoid of meaning. Every tefillah has to be a supplication, as if you're pleading for your life before the king. And that's why the Mishnah finishes off. Don't be evil in your own eyes. Don't think that because of all our shortcomings, it will be impossible for us to put true feelings into our tefillah. If we concentrate deeply, every tefillah can be a new experience. And that's why there's a Mishnah and Brach that says, Rabbi Eliezer says, if you make your worship a habitual task, it's not a supplication. Tefillah needs kavana. Kavana means direction. Chanam adaberes al liba, says the Yerushalmi. The tefillah needs kavana. Or as the Yerushalmi also says in Brachos, don't daven as if you're reading a letter. It's not like you're reading the newspaper. Rather, your heart has to be directed to Shamayim. Complete heart, says the Medrash. La'avda b'chol vavchem, not with a divided heart. That means we're focused. Or as the Nefesh HaChaim says, your entire heart should be filled with the words of Tefillah. Because, and I think this is so beautiful, the Chovos al Vavos says, when we daven to Hashem, it involves both the heart and the body. We have to let go of all physical activity. We have to empty our heart of all thoughts that are going to disturb our tefillah. We have to keep in mind who we're davening to. Concentrate on the words that we say. The words on our tongue are a shell, but the thoughts are the fruits. Tefillah is the guf, kavana is the neshama. The words that we say are just empty shells. We have to fill them with meaning. And that meaning can change from day to day. And therefore, Zechovah Salvava says, if we daven when our heart is involved with other thoughts, our tefillah is like a guf without a neshama, like a shell without a fruit. Our body might be there, but our heart is absent. Shaya Navi says, the people draw near to me with their mouths, piva sasav kibdini, but it's lip service. Libam rachat mimeni. The heart's far away. He gives a marshal. A servant's master comes to visit the house. The servant instructs his wife and his household to honor the master and do all that he desires. But then the servant ignores the master, totally involved in his own pleasure. Doesn't serve the master or honor him personally in any way. The master is naturally angry and rejects all service and honor, throwing it back in his face. This is the same thing. The mind is the person, the tongue and the lips, the limbs are merely members of the household. When we daven and our heart and our mind are empty of all thoughts, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't accept it. Doesn't want it. And that's why at the end of davening we say, if we think of any worldly things during our davening, and then we say, Hashem, Hegyin Libi, it doesn't work. But on the other hand, if our heart is right there, of course the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to accept a heartfelt tefillah.